Welcome to The Spot, KALW's weekly space for the best in public radio podcasts and storytelling. I'm your host, Ashley Ann Krigbaum. If you're a daily KALW listener, you've probably heard stories reported by NPR's Code Switch team on Morning or Weekend Edition or on All Things Considered. Code Switch is a squad of journalists at NPR who analyze the overlapping themes of race, ethnicity, and culture and how they play out in our lives and communities. And since these overlaps are continually shifting in media, they also do quite a lot of reporting on television, music, and in this episode, comics. I love comics almost as much as I love radio, so I'm always looking out for thoughtful reporting on the medium from podcasts. It can be difficult to find audio reporting on the topic, though, since comics are such a visual medium. But Code Switch's podcast recently delivered an episode focusing specifically on how race is represented in the comics industry, from the page to the publisher and to the shop, and it's also a story that deserves a much wider audience than just comics fans. It's a great overview of how the comics industry is run today, as well as an important cultural critique on how the readership's diversity is and isn't accurately represented within it. Code Switch's usual co-host, Gene Demby, invited Glenn Weldon from another excellent NPR podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour, to help out. This episode was originally published in April 2017.
What's good, y'all? This is Code Switch. I'm Gene Demby. Shireen is off this week. So over the last few days, there's been a lot of chatter about comments made by an executive at Marvel Comics. You'll know Marvel as the publisher of titles like The Avengers and the X-Men and Spider-Man. Anyway, one of the executives at Marvel said of the company's sales slump, quote, people didn't want any more diversity. So I swear we ain't planned it this way, but today's episode happens to be about blackness and comics. So today we're talking to three black people who've carved out space for more black characters and black creatives in the comic book world. First up is Ariel Johnson, who's the owner of Amalgam Comics and Coffee House in Philly. After her, we hear from Ronald Wimberly, an artist in Brooklyn who has worked for DC and Marvel, the big two. And finally, we'll talk to C. Spike Trotman in Chicago, who in order to see her work realized basically had to sidestep the traditional comic book industry altogether. But to help us with all this, we're tagging in a heavy hitter some of you may know from NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Welcome, Glenn Weldon.
Hey, Gene. Good to be here.
So, Glenn, what do you do at NPR?
I write about books and comic books for the NPR website.
That's right, y'all. It's a blockbuster crossover event. Worlds will live, worlds will die, just like in the comics. Glenn's geek cred is ironclad. He's written two very smart books about comics. I read them both on vacation last year.
Aw.
The first is Superman, the Unauthorized Biography, and the second is The Caped Crusade, which is a cultural history of Batman and comics fandom.
Oh, you're a good man.
So, yeah, Gene, we're going to be talking a lot about comics today. And a lot of people hear that word comics and they think superheroes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be a little bit guilty of that ourselves as well. It's completely understandable because they've dominated the U.S. comics industry